Life Springers, blessings to you in the name of God, our Father. I pray that this week will be full of grace and opportunity. This weekend promises to be the capstone, the pièce de résistance, as we welcome Randy and Tanya Couchman to Merced for a visit to LifeSpring. Today's scripture reading is not Sunday's sermon text. I thought it would be appropriate to read Paul's words to a church that he did not plant or ever meet, as far as we know. Yet his words are full of welcome to that body of believers, much the way we welcome Randy and Tanya. So listen to Paul's words. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, you have heard of this hope before in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you, just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. O God, I pray to you today to accompany us through this weekend with Randy and Tanya. Inspire our conversations. May wonderful friendships be formed. And if this is good for the Couchmans in LifeSpring, may a great relationship be birthed this weekend. Give LifeSpringers wisdom inspired by your Spirit and focused on the kingdom you are forming. In Jesus' name, amen.